welcome everyone. Welcome to the new edition of the Queen of the Lock Podcast Show.
When up is down and a down is up, and your half full glass looks like a half empty cup. When you're running into dentists and everywhere you turn, we'll seize the opportunity, live and learn.
Welcome everyone. We've been working on some new stuff for you. Oh, yeah. That doggone Trump, boy. He really gone with the flow, boy. And Fox. Excuse me, got a little cold. Fox News, I'm gonna burst you. Y'all is so embarrassing. Donald Trump couldn't even take care of the corona, the COVID-19 virus, the pandemic. How the heck he gonna shoot down a weather balloon? I wonder if he can shoot anything. Oh, I forgot. You might have to ask his wife. He have a shot in him thing. Only thing he probably can do is assault woman. Pervert. And Fox. They invited a pervert. Oh, you hear this video tonight, the late show. Some of y'all probably gonna laugh, but we're gonna talk about it and all the good things. All right, let's go with the flow. Alright, next segment, we're going to talk about this weather balloon. I mean, everybody was freaking out about a stupid balloon from China, especially Fox News. All the news you can report, all the crime that's happening in the United States, you're going to report on a balloon. Yeah, you can monitor it and all. This can report now and then, see what the government is doing, but don't make it a big thing. CNN, MSNBC, CBS, NBC, don't be a copycat like Fox, Fowler. Let Fox News embarrass itself. Don't be a Fowler. The news ain't like it used to be anyway. It's this 2-hour control. At least Donald Trump got that little bit of right. I mean, not only Fox, I think a little bit of all the news broadcasting. It's just too much of it, and this ink. Don't report things that's going on or help the community to cope. Now, CNN, they do stuff. I mean, they do specials and stuff like that. MSNBC, they do stuff, special reports and little program they have about inner city crime and stuff. Because I know they do. Because I watch some of the shows they put on. So I can't down those two. I think CBS and NBC do too. But Fox News, they don't do nothing on the black community but put it down. So you better hope that it never be, never, never, never be a race riot. That's all I'm saying. I just hope it never will be. Because you let that summer gun back in office, you won't have to worry about Russia and China. You know? You won't have to worry about them. Like the song said, we ain't going to take it. We ain't going to take it. We ain't going to take it anymore. But don't laugh. If this everything went blue, balloon crazy. So I'll be right back and get me some more tea. I'm gonna see who blowing that head outside. And y'all think about that stupid balloon from China. Here's the weather balloon thing. This is a closer look from YouTube. I'm sure y'all know that show from. It made an electrifying appearance at last night's Grammys. Well, it electrified everyone but Ben Affleck. How can you drink that much Dunkin' coffee and still look like someone stole his bike? Anyway, the balloon was all anybody could talk about after it was spotted in the sky on Thursday and made quite a trip across U.S. airspace.
The balloon has traveled for days from western Alaska to the Midwest.
Yeah, this is the news in the balloon.
Across the United States.
It started in Alaska, the Aleutian Islands, Alaska, and then came down through Canada, and it just crossed into the United States in Montana.
It was spotted here in Billings Wednesday. It is still on the move this morning, hovering over the northern U.S.
The balloon is likely somewhere over Kansas after sightings over Montana yesterday.
It drifted across Nebraska and then into the Midwest today, spotted as it made its way across Missouri.
From Idaho to Montana, all the way down to the Carolinas.
It was about 6 nautical miles off the coast near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
First of all, we should stop calling it a Chinese spy balloon when a far more accurate name is Chinese spy balloon. The only way this balloon could have had a higher profile is if it had its own Instagram account. Creeping around Mount Rushmore on the down low. Lincoln's so cute up close. This balloon did more traveling than a high school senior taking a gap year before college. True story, it already has diamond medallion status on Delta. Next time it's spotted in American airspace, it's going to be in first class. Writers all day were like, a balloon in a first class seat with a glass of champagne. And our graphics department was like, all right, that's what it looks like. I feel like your job is way easier than my job. There's something about it being a balloon that just makes it very hard to take seriously. Like, it would be one thing to send a fleet of fighter jets or a giant naval vessel. That would be scary. But a balloon? Are they trying to scare us or cheer us up at the hospital? We should respond with something even dumber to flummox them. Like, we should send one of those air dancers they have outside car dealerships. No, but undercover with a wig and a mustache. I do like to imagine him as a British spy working for MI6 in a joint operation with the CIA. Your mission is to infiltrate the Chinese army and gather intelligence on their most closely guarded secret. You think you can handle that, old chap? You got it! So the balloon thing was all anyone could talk about for days, but it was an especially big hit on Fox News, whose human news balloons could not stop obsessing over it.
There is a Chinese spy balloon floating over America right now.
Now, this is Fox coverage.
A Chinese spy balloon.
There is, by the way, a Chinese spy balloon.
A Chinese spy balloon.
A Chinese spy balloon.
A Chinese spy balloon.
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 Chinese spy balloon. Chinese spy balloon.
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 An entire network became obsessed with a balloon like a five-year-old at a birthday party. Just to screw with
Now. You tell me a whole network had nothing but do, nothing else to do, but report on a balloon. And then they're going to try to pit Joe Biden down and try to make get Donald Trump some credit. Oh, if Donald Trump was a president, he would have shot it down. Well, that's the only thing he can shoot. A balloon.
Biden should have announced that he was inviting the balloon to appear in this year's Thanksgiving Day parade. The speculation on the right got so fevered and out of control, the Republicans and Fox personalities started taking wild guesses about what might be inside the balloon.
My concern is that the
now this is Fox again.
Obviously doesn't know what's in that balloon. Is that bioweapons in that balloon? Is it, did that balloon take
this
off?
Dumb white man.
The next balloon might be filled with another virus. Pop, droplets all over. We're all on ventilators again.
There's a lot of devastating weapons that can be delivered this way, to include electromagnetic pulse.
Okay, that last comment had to go to Donald Trump, because we all on ventilators again. Okay, that's what he said. We all on machines again. Well, where was the president when the coronavirus came to America? The most worst president in the entire United States, the whole history of presidents, beat out the slave presidents. I mean, worse presidents. I mean, worse than the presidents that had slaves and stuff. That, ooh, I wish he was born back then. Put him in a time machine, this overflow to the dinosaurs age. I mean, where was he? Where was he? He was golfing. The idiot was golfing.
Did it drop and disperse surveillance products powered by solar energy to allow unlimited surveillance?
Probably not. These people were so scared of a balloon, you would think it was floating out of a sewer grate. Was it filled with a virus, a bioweapon, an electromagnetic pulse? Did it drop solar-powered surveillance products at everyone's house so they can spy on you while you drink box wine and watch Real Housewives? Or maybe it's filled with delicious candy, pinata style. And if that's the case, why isn't Biden shooting it down? Is he waiting for it to drift over Delaware so he can keep all the candy for himself? We deserve answers, and we deserve delicious candy. And yet the dumbest speculation was the incessant questioning over and over of why Biden wouldn't just shoot down the balloon while it drifted over the continental U.S.
Why haven't we shot this balloon out of the
this
sky?
This is Fox again.
Oh, Joe Biden is the president.
Okay.
I can nearly guarantee you that that balloon would still...
Why Donald Trump was playing golf? Why the pandemic was going on? And didn't know a dog thing about anything.
Not be flying if we were still there.
Why did it take U.S. officials so long to shoot it down?
You have to wonder, why isn't our military doing anything about it? And it elicits so many questions, I think, about Joe Biden. Is Joe Biden compromised? Is that why he won't allow the military to do it. There's a lot in that laptop that might have something to do with this response as well.
That's right.
She sounds so dumb.
Waited to shoot down the balloon, not because the debris might crash on land and potentially cause harm or destruction to Americans, but because of Hunter Biden's laptop. As far as I'm aware, the only balloon associated with Hunter's laptop is the balloon who found it. In their minds, what do they think was going on here? Biden's son Hunter was somehow compromised by China. So in return, Joe Biden made a secret deal with the Chinese government to allow them to fly a giant, super miserable balloon over the country for a few days before shooting it down. If that's the case, I think it's actually a terrible story for China, because that is a very bad deal. We've informed President Biden of the dirt we have on his son. He was willing to make a trade. Excellent news. What did we get? Copies of top secret documents? Access to their nuclear secrets? No, something even better. We got balloon access. 3 days worth. I think we need a new negotiator. Also, you guys think Biden's the one who's compromised by China? Trump and his daughter Ivanka had Chinese trademarks approved while they were working in the White House. Trump had a business pursuit and a secret bank account in China. In fact, Trump paid nearly $200,000 in taxes to China over several years, while in 2020 he paid no income taxes in the U.S. And I know the right is upset about the idea that we would hire more IRS agents, but it does seem to say a lot about our tax system that Donald Trump could easily evade taxes here, but still had to pay them in China. Sir, we have to file our taxes with the U.S. Tell them I owe them zilch. They won't do It's just one guy, and he's so tired. And what about China? Oh, send them every penny. I would hate to lose access to my TikTok account. I finally learned all the dances. In fact, just to give you an idea how stupid the right-wing discourse about this balloon has been, multiple GOP politicians, from former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to Congressman Paul Gosar to failed Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake to Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, posted photos of themselves pointing guns at the sky, implying that they could shoot down the balloon themselves. My favorite one of these is Yale-educated Silicon Valley venture capitalist J.D. Vance cosplaying as one of the dudes from Duck Dynasty. No one's buying your shtick, dude. Look at the freshly purchased Bengals hoodie. You just know the tag is still on that. You look like a Hollywood wannabe auditioning for a remake of Deliverance. And then, of course, there are a bunch of Republicans who claim that the dumb balloon saga would never have happened under Donald Trump, with some even going so far as to claim that if it did happen, Trump would have shot down the balloon immediately.
No, he
wouldn't. Marjorie tweeted that balloon would never have made it over U.S. soil if Trump was president.
Yes,
it would.
And Marjorie
Taylor Greene tweeted, I just spoke with our
first
President Trump. He would have never allowed China to fly a spy balloon over our country and our military bases.
Pandemic did.
President Trump would have
COVID-19 came in.
The U.S., and so would I. Based on the kind words Trump always had to say about foreign adversaries, I think if a Chinese spy balloon had flown over U.S. soil during his presidency, Trump would have tried to befriend it. He'd be telling stories about it at his rallies to this day. When I was president, I got along great with all the floating vessels, zeppelins, airships, dirigibles. I love the dirigibles. The dirigibles love Trump. And of course, the balloon. We love the balloon, don't we, folks? I remember I was in the Oval Office one day when a Chinese spy balloon, it floated down, floated through the window. Big balloon, strong balloon. Tears pouring down its latex face, and it said to me, it said, and I said, it's so true, it's so true. But you know what? They're right. This would have never, ever, ever, ever happened under Donald Trump.
U.S. officials tell Fox it's not the first time Chinese spy balloons have flown over the United States. About 4 months ago, a Chinese spy balloon crashed in the Pacific near Hawaii. Others were spotted over Texas and Florida, dating back to the Trump administration, but never previously acknowledged publicly.
That's right, they flew balloons under Trump. Even worse, they flew them at Mar-a-Lago. The incredibly dumb balloon melodrama has exposed just how vacuous and silly so much of the right-wing media discourse is these days. They all lost their minds over a balloon demanding that it be shot down immediately without any thought of potential consequences and implying there was some dark conspiracy at play. And then, once Biden did have it shot down, he contradicted their talking points and burst their
balloon.
This has been a closer look.
Well, that was a closer look on CBS, even CBS on NBC. I know y'all watch that Tonight Show, Late Show, and they do that segment, closer look. And I forgot what the guy's name is, but I'm sure y'all probably know. But I know it happened on Donald Trump watch, but they didn't say nothing about it. Nobody say nothing about it when it flew over the Pentagon and everything, and Donald Trump was in office. You know? So, like I said, whatever's in the dark will come in the light. And Donald Trump, you want another shot at this, go ahead, be my guest. Because second time around, we're going to have you running out the door. Alright? Don't step in our White House. This is the people White House. Alright? This is the people White House. Everyone. Even the ones who want to come to America, be Americans. Once they get that citizenship, that's their White House too. The ones that are here illegally, waiting to be a citizen. That's their White House too. The ones that came here illegally, doing the right thing, working, so they can get the money to be a citizen. That's going to be their White House too. Because they're going to be paying taxes. You know what taxes is, Donald Trump? Do you? Fox News, do you know what taxes is? Oh, I forgot. You lick the Republicans' poop so much, it brainwashed you. You had nothing to lick from Donald Trump no more, so you go lick the Republicans. But one Republican got good sense to get rid of the IRS. He got pretty good sense. If I find that video, I will share it with y'all guys. I'm going to have to look for that video, okay? But it's one Republican have an idea to make a law to have sales tax, federal sales tax, to go to the stores and be sales tax on the things that we like to buy. And you have to just pay the federal taxes on computers, phones, cars, whatever. And you just pay federal tax on that. You know? And this is a good thing, people. Because it will rob the payroll taxes. You should look into this. Okay? I heard it on YouTube. And the way she was explaining it, I'm trying to explain to y'all. But it is a Republican, I think he's from Georgia, Arizona, one of those South states. He's trying to pass this bill to bring sales tax, I think federal sales tax, to the stores and tax us on the things that we like to buy. Taxes on the things we like to buy. This would be good for the payroll taxes. That means the federal taxes probably will be wiped out. That means we don't have to pay taxes on our checks no more. Paycheck taxes. Now, I don't know about state, but this is what the lady was trying to explain. You know, if I find the video, I will bring it up, and I will definitely put it on, and then we'll talk about that, and then hopefully y'all will come to my YouTube channel, leave a comment on what y'all think about that. But I think it's a pretty good idea, but I just still think of all the people who still making low paycheck, who still not up to $15 an hour, you know. And I really think about those people, and I don't know. I just ask my fans and my listeners what y'all think. Think it's a good idea to stop the federal taxes on our paychecks and have them just let us pay it through the things that we like? Now, if y'all heard that somewhere on YouTube or on the news, let me know. Go to the YouTube channel. Type in my YouTube page and leave your comments. You can leave it on Instagram too. I don't know my Instagram number thing or Twitter number. Facebook, you can go to Facebook. Okay, Corey Whitlock. Just type in that and just leave a comment, something. All right. But just go to my YouTube channel and or Facebook channel. Okay. But I have to learn my Twitter account name and my Instagram name so I can give it to y'all. But just go to the YouTube channel. No. But that's what's going on in the world today. All the things that's going on in Russia and Ukraine. The U.S. media is worried about a balloon. Now, earlier I called it a weather balloon. I didn't mean to call it a weather balloon. It's a spy balloon, whatever it is. No. It's one of Donald Trump's love balloons. Yeah. So, that's breaking news today. And y'all probably watch, some of y'all probably watch Fox News right now as y'all listen to the show and all. Right? Or watch CNN or MSNBC. Watch White or the other networks. But that's what they talking about. And it's kind of funny because all this stuff is going on in America and you talking about a balloon. Now, it was kind of dangerous to didn't know what's in that balloon, you know, and to shoot it down and everything. I mean, that was kind of dangerous too, but maybe they shot it down in a safe area, and looked like they did because I saw some news footage on YouTube that CNN was talking about. I didn't listen to it. The day found the balloon they shot down, and this big balloon is making headlines. You know, hopefully Hollywood will call it. It might be the next Terminator movie, starring balloon from China. Co-starring Donald Trump. Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger said, "I do not want to be in this one. I won't be back." Oh, that felt good out. Oh, on this blue, man. Oh, man. This doggone balloon. All our world woke up to a balloon they found from China. I didn't know it was floating that long. Joe Biden, come on, man. Don't make yourself look bad that next time, okay? You gotta show a little toughness, okay? I know you don't like use weapons and stuff and all that, but you gotta show a little toughness. It's only a balloon, man. Don't worry about it. It's only a balloon. You're a good president, okay? If you do get a fourth year, another four, just take it easy, okay? Do not let these people stress you out, okay, Mr. President? Don't let them stress you out over a balloon. Just take it easy, all right, young man, Mr. President? Because you is the only good guy since Obama has been in the White House. Obama, Bush, Clinton, and then you. The only good presidents that have been in the White House so far. And I'm just thinking, people. I just think if this was a UFO, if this was some kind of alien being from outer space, how this one kind of hell noise would Fox News make if we made the first contact? And how in the world would they pit Joe Biden? Would they pin him down or would they stand beside him? If this was some kind of spaceship, I just can imagine. So everybody know where they was when COVID-19 came out. I just wonder what you thinking, where you will be when we make first contact from out there. My opinion, we already did, and we let him in the White House. His name called start with a T. D. His first name is a D. His last name is a T. And he's a big joke. So I think we already made first contact. We even made him president. So look like E.T. is more truth. Congratulations, Steelbird. E.T. had came back for 4 years. But back to the question. Back to the question. Where do you think you will be if we make first contact sometime in your life, like 2 or 3, 4, 5, 6 years from now, 7 years from now? I mean, where you will be in your life, in the middle of your marriage, middle of your career, at the end of your marriage and career, that can happen. At the beginning of your career, like me, 53, and then at the end of your marriage, at two, 2003, was that the end of your marriage? I just want to think where I would probably do and think. Because after I saw that Weber balloon, I just want to know what people would do if we make first contact with another species from another world. What kind of madness will be out there? They came in a big ship. Everybody remember the movie, the TV show, The V, right? They came in a big ship, 1984. The Visitors, miniseries, NBC, came on Fridays. You have to remember that. Some of your young ones who are older now probably don't remember, but this is 84. So those from teenagers from 84 and up, and y'all watch this, and even the 90s, y'all sit down and watch it. And even the young ones from 2000, the generations up, y'all saw it too. Y'all got a chance to see it or saw your grandma, dad, mom watch it. Y'all watch it with them. It's an old TV show. And miniseries. I just call it miniseries. And it's a Visitors. They call it The V. They came here to eat us, take us back at food, take our water and everything. Good miniseries. NBC had a hit on their hand. They didn't even know it. And they made it a TV show. A series. But sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. And people at NBC, they feel like a nut. And that's why they cancel it. They came in big ships, but these ones is not the ones like lizards. They came in peace. They come in peace to help us, to stop our war, stop us from destroying ourselves, help us live as one, help us start a new era of human race, and teach us to go beyond the stars and stuff like that. But we have so long much to learn here first. That's what they're here to teach us. Not to destroy us or nothing like that. The miniseries was about that. But these are here to help us. They teach us about the people who's out there. Who is coming to harm us and all. To prepare us up for those people. So when they come, generations will be already ready. But anyway, they come here, got loads of medicine, food, everything. Our water supply, our food supply, everything. They just like us. This about 10-20% more high functioning we are. More high tech we are. About 120% more high tech we are. They need our help. We need their help. They need to learn about us. We need big help. You know? And just imagine. Joe Biden is president. We meet these people. But when they first get here, I just want to know if anything like that do happen. What will be the response? Will you take it as the TV show polluted to be? They come here to take our water and stuff like that? Or You take them serious. They come here to help us and all. There's going to be some idiots in the group. They're going to try to get up on the ship and see what they really are about. Now they have to take human form so they can come meet us. They different than us. Only thing they is, they more high tech than we are. But they got knowledge. Billions, data or knowledge. Way beyond our imagination. Things that we need to be worked on. Fix our ozone land. Fix our atmosphere. Got a hole in the atmosphere. And hit the ozone layer. Fix it. They can do that in minutes. Help us get to the moon. Take us there in 2 hours. Take us to Mars. Be there in a week. Y'all see where I'm going with this? Now, some people right now are probably digging up money wise. I know y'all. Business leaders, y'all see this as a money game. Getting into the stock market but it's, just think about it, people. I don't think we're ready. I just don't think we're ready. But they here, and what would you do? Would you want to meet them? You want to go back to their world with them? Will you be scared? Ready for war? What your reaction be? I gotta take a break. I'll be right back. Okay, people, welcome back. You know everything about the Weber balloon now, huh? Tell you a lot about the news media. Boy, I didn't think a Weber balloon would make all that big fuss. The big game. That's right, the big game. Congratulations, Kansas City, and whoever playing you. And all the people from Kansas City, I know y'all happy. And the team from who playing y'all guys is happy too. And y'all mayor, y'all governor, all making bets who's gonna win, who's gonna send who, Boy, it was a good time to be, really good time to be coming to the team in Los Angeles. I came in the right time to start liking the Rams. But they didn't all just went to the Super Bowl. But they went last year. Yeah. They did. This year, they gave me a Christmas win. The year before, they went to the Super Bowl last year. And that, at the end of the year, they gave me a Christmas win. And with that Christmas win, I really thanked the Rams. Thank y'all guys. And I'm so glad it's these two teams. And I wish y'all all the best, especially the young man from Kansas City. I know you've been wanting this. You were just one of the great quarterbacks in the football league. Young man, just do the right thing. Don't get involved with the wrong stuff, okay? Save your money, for one thing. Because you know what the NFL stands for. Not too for long. Okay? That should tell you the sign right there. When you sign that application and everything. NFL. Not for long. So, those years you've been with them, the wanting to go to Kansas City, join the Kansas City, your quarterback, and I'm so glad Kansas City is in, because this young man is a really good player. And he's on Madden. Him and Tom Brinks is on Madden 21. And he's going to the world. He's going to the Super Bowl this year. Wow. that's amazing. And he's a really good quarterback. Excuse me, guys. So, all y'all football fans who's not in Kansas City, who like Kansas City, congratulations. For my team, Baltimore, everybody else, let's throw our keys back into the bucket and wait for next year. For your uncles, aunts, cousins, landlords, mother-in-laws, father-in-laws, cousin-in-laws, who like Kansas City, stand by their side. Cheer for them. Support them, okay? That's what we do with other team fans. We don't go against them, we support them. Because even though our team may end, we support you because you in our network. So, AFL and NFL, so you in that network, the AFL, American Football League, National Football League, you in that network, so you cheer for your team, stand beside the team, to represent your team, lead, alright, or you could, if you don't like Kansas City and you like the other team, that's up to you, your choice, but show that little young one who like Kansas City, show him support, okay, don't push him away, that's not game-wise, okay, not game-wise, show the little man love, little lady love, she's a Kansas City fan. Okay. Show her some love. Alright. Even though you're a Giant fan, or you're Pittsburgh, or you're Miami, or you're Rams, or you're San Francisco, or you're Dallas, whoever you are, fan, show them some love. And for all the other teams that I mentioned and haven't mentioned, just gotta wait for next year. Alright. I be season 5 of Corey Whitlock Podcast Show right around the time of the season start. And I'm going to start season 5 just a little bit early before the new season. So get everybody pumped up from all over the country. Get y'all pumped up. Okay? Get y'all pumped up. And have been pretty good year. Now, for me, I got unresonated, doled off from football because I got sick and wasn't interested in it because the thing that I was going through in the hospital after my birthday and then had to stay home for a whole month, you know, and I just lost interest from that time period from that. And by that time the season was almost over, so, and I even had the football book schedule they sent me, and then that happened, you know. But I'm doing great. I'm all better. I'm ready for next year, and just pray to God that nothing happens next year. Nothing. Please let me live. Please let me be in peace. You know, but I'm just that guy, you know. So once again, I'm working on Data Blood. Just starting it, okay? So it's not nowhere near finished. Once I get it to the writer and then get it to a floor matter, we're going to floor mat it. And it probably won't be released until later this year or maybe sometime this time next year, around after Valentine's Day, close to Easter. Because when I got sick, just set everything back. It's called Data Blood, and you can check out my other two books, my first two, Burning Love, Ocean and Sky, and Mr. Boogie Shoes. Very two short books to get you in the move for more stories from me. And the more stories that I write, they're going to be bigger and longer. Okay? So, those two short stories, they get you excited for more that's coming with Amazon. Okay? So, go to Amazon, type in my name, Corey Whitlock. The books will come up. Also, the show will come up too. And it's pick your book, digital or physical. And appreciate it. Know y'all up in New York love books, book capital, publishers, and all. Mr. Boogie Shoes, Burning Love, Ocean and Sky. On Amazon by Corey Whitlock. Corey Whitlock, CoreyWedlock. And hopefully you enjoy it. You know, I'm just getting into this show is 4 years old. The first book is a year old. This book gonna be Mr. Boogie Shoe is going to be a year old. The second book probably going to be 2 years old. And the next book is going to be fresh out of the mind. So, just go to Amazon. Type it. It's cheap. Those prices will go down soon. I didn't have the chance to go on Amazon and lower the prices yet, but they will drop to $1.99 to 99 cents. And the reason I pin them 99 cents, the more you tell your friends about it, the more 99 cents add up. So on. You got my point? So drop from $1.99 to 99 cents. I'm still getting money. So suppose you told more friends about this book and they go buy it. They go tell their friends, they order it, then their friends' family order, so on and so on. 99 cents add up, right? So I do get a good royalty from Amazon and all. So come out pretty good. Alright. And this catch Star Trek Picard Season 3, final season, the gang getting back together, the next gen is coming. I think next week. Wow, we that close? Next week, okay? And look for all Star Trek on Paramount Plus. Love you, Discovery. Love you, Discovery crew. Keep working hard, people. We love you. Love you, Snigger, Mountain Green. Love you, Discovery crew. Actors, cast members, the co-stars, behind-the-scenes people. Love you. Praying for Season 6. Still waiting for Season 5, but praying for Season 6. And love you, Strange New Worlds. I love y'all too. Love you, Picard, Becca Stewart. Love you. Thank you for Star Trek Picard. Thank you for getting the gang back together and giving us one more farewell. We love y'all guys. And love you too. Koi Wila. And good night. Live long and prosper. And may the force of God be with you always. Ashley, and we love you too. Good night.